You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
In February 2001, the NDP government in BC announced a three-year moratorium on the grizzly bear hunt. A few months later, the newly elected Liberal government in BC reinstated the hunt, saying that it was based on sound science. Biologist Kyle Artell disagrees. He says the level of uncertainty is too high to continue the trophy hunt in a number of bear populations around the province. Kyle Artell is a lead author of the first independent peer-reviewed study of the Ministry of Environment's Grizzly Bear Hunt Management Program. He's a PhD student at SFU and a biologist with the Rain Coast Foundation. Kyle Artell joins me in the studio this morning. Hello, Kyle.
Hi.
What did you set out to do in the study?
Right. So the first thing that we looked at, we just wanted to see how well the government was able to maintain human-caused kills on grizzly bears below levels that their own biologists deemed as sustainable. So we did this across about 50 populations open to hunting across three different time periods across the province.
So was it difficult to collect accurate data on the number of bears that were killed?
Yeah, well, actually, the number of bears killed, the known human-caused mortality, is one of the more certain numbers that we used. So anytime that a bear is killed by a human in BC, it's law that it be reported to the government. And so these can be kills such as car accidents, road and rail accidents, defense kills. But the vast majority of these are, in fact, hunting kills. So 4 out of every 5 bears killed by humans are hunting kills. And so those data were actually fairly certain. What was more uncertain in our study was numbers such as the number of bears that are actually out there in the first place.
Now, you found that a lot more bears were killed than the government had given out hunting licenses for. How were they killed?
Right. So what we found was that in about half the populations open to hunting, government limits were exceeded by human-caused kills. And so these were, again, these were largely through the government-sanctioned hunt. But some unexpected kills, such as road and rail accidents, sometimes what would happen is these would happen at higher than expected rates. Part of the problem is that the way that the current management operates is that hunt tags are allocated right up to the ostensibly sustainable limit. And so if you have unexpected mortality from other sources, again, such as car accidents or self-defense kills, then you end up in these overkill situations.
Now, you mentioned that there's a bit of uncertainty about how many bears are out there in the province. What do we know for sure about that?
Well, that's about the extent of what we know, is that there is quite a bit of uncertainty. So the best estimate by the province right now is about 15,000 bears. And that likely is the best estimate, but there is quite a bit of uncertainty around that. So only in about 14% of the province are on the ground DNA mark recapture studies done. So these are sort of the best and most accurate ways of determining population sizes. And even these have quite a bit of uncertainty around them. But that, again, is done in about 14% of the province. And the rest of the province, populations are estimated using these models that try to estimate the number of bears based on what the habitat looks like, sort of topography, how much mountains there are, etc. And then another big chunk, about 30% of the province, is estimated just on expert opinion. So a regional biologist sort of makes their best guess. So again, the main thing that we do know about these population estimates is that they're highly, highly uncertain. And this was something that we explicitly looked at in this study.
We've been talking about human-caused bear deaths, so hunting and you know, car accidents and so forth. But we know that humans also have had quite an impact on the environment. So I'm wondering if there are threats that grizzly bear populations face aside from hunting.
Right, certainly there are. And part of the issue is it's also quite unknown the extent to which these threats do impact bears. So for instance, we don't know how climate change is going to affect bear populations. We know that development, of course, affects grizzly bears. Changing salmon abundances are likely have quite an impact on bears, but we don't yet know the magnitude of that. So that's an important point, is that the stressors on populations caused by human kills in the form of hunting, this might actually act in concert with other stressors, such as these ones, climate change and development and whatnot.
Now, the province responded to your study by saying, quote, the grizzly bear harvest numbers are deliberately set very conservatively. What's your reaction to that statement?
Right. Well, this is explicitly what we tested. So we used their own numbers. We used their own models for setting limits. We used their data on number of kills. And what we found was that there's actually some doubt on that statement, that if you consider all the uncertainty in population sizes, if you consider uncertainty in unknown kills on bears, so poaching rates, for instance, are very hard to track. Poachers don't self-report, obviously. Mm-hmm. If you consider all these uncertainties, what we in fact found was that across the population units open to hunting during our study and across the periods in which we were looking at this, in up to 7 out of every 10 cases, there might have been overkills. So in fact, this idea that the limits are currently set conservatively, we found that there's quite a bit of doubt on that statement.
Mm-hmm. So I've heard a lot of words about doubt and uncertainty
right.
coming from you. In the face of that high-level uncertainty, what do you think that the government should do?
Right. Well, one of the really encouraging findings that we found was that even considering all the uncertainty that I've just described, even considering all other sources of human-caused kills that are harder to control, such as road rail accidents, poaching, self-defense kills, even considering all that, almost all the overkills that we detected could have been avoided by reducing or eliminating the hunt. And this is actually quite easy for the government to do. They control how many hunt tag allocations go out. So this is one avenue they could take to safeguard against these kinds of overkills.
Hmm. Did you have specific recommendations for the government then?
Well, to consider uncertainty would be the sort of overriding one here. We also used some techniques common in fisheries management that are used to set targets in species, in any harvested species. The issue in this particular one is that. Hunting is only part science, and part it should also be driven by society. And there seems to be a lot of opposition to this hunt from many groups, and recent polling data suggests from the majority of the province. So, our science shows that this uncertainty should be considered, but we should also probably consider the social context within which this hunt is occurring.
So, as you mentioned, there's a lot of opposition here. There's also the European Union has banned the import of grizzly bear parts since about 2002. Why does the government remain so committed to allowing the hunt to continue?
Right. I'm not entirely sure on that. I suspect that has a lot more to do with politics than biology.
And what do you think people here can do to try and express their opposition to the grizzly bear hunt and have that situation changed?
Right. I guess one step people could do is educate themselves on this. So the paper that we put out is open source and can be read by anyone. If you just Google grizzly bear uncertainty British Columbia, the paper will come up. So I encourage people to read that and assess for themselves what we did and the findings. The second piece would be, if they are opposed to this hunt, to let their voices be known, right? To contact their local MLAs, to contact the Ministry of Environment here in British Columbia, and let their voices be heard.
Well, I really appreciate your coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Good talking to you.
Likewise.
I've been speaking with Kyle Artel. He's a PhD student at SFU and a biologist with the Rain Coast Foundation. He's the lead author of a recent report on BC's grizzly bear management published online by the scientific journal PLOS ONE.